For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Buffalo needs players who can make huge plays in huge moments. That's DJ Moore.
Williams looking downfield, launching downfield, going for it all! It is caught! Bears win it! DJ Moore!
I like the move. A number one wide receiver who never misses starts. DJ Moore worked with Joe Brady, the new head coach of the Bills in Carolina, and he had his best year.
This is one of those situations where an early deadline for a major guarantee forced the Bears to do something, and they found a trade partner with a team coached by someone who knows Moore very well.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
We have breaking news out of the NFL. According to Adam Schefter, wide receiver DJ Moore is being traded to the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, I guess that's probably safe to assume at this point. Give Colin Coward one thing. DJ Moore doesn't miss games. He looked that up, or probably someone did it for him. He has started and played 17 games in each of the last 5 years. This one is complicated for me. Right, you know, back to Colin Coward twice in 1 minute. Number one receiver, how do you define it? Is he one of the best? Let's see. Carry the 32 wide receivers in the NFL? Almost definitely not. At 29, almost definitely not. Is he better than anybody the Bills have? Almost definitely yes. We have had this existence where it's true and it's also perceived that we sort of represent some, I don't know, is cult too strong when it comes to wide receivers? Like, the Bills lose in the playoffs every year because they don't have anybody better than Khalil Shakir. Like, no offense. It's become such a, you know, it started with wide receiver train in the mornings, and it's like a locomotive times whatever, the conversation about this through the years. DJ Moore is complicated for me because, as somebody that's like, you know, like any fan, right? I mean, you've heard about this player for, he's played 8 years, so at least that long. And he's mostly been buried on teams that didn't go anywhere. That changed last year with the Bears, but his numbers took a dive with the Bears last year because, you know, they had Luther Burden, Colston Loveland, Rome Odunze, they ran the ball. Like, it was more of a well-rounded offense as opposed to for most of Moore's career when he was kind of on his own. And that, of course, is, you know, you're going to hear over and over, including from Joe Brady at some point, when Joe Brady was his offensive coordinator. I think Brady and maybe Brandon Bean, who, I mean, this is Carolina, if that matters. I think the message from the Bills here is let's party. And I get that for Brady. It's funny, Bean, and I'm not his biggest critic. I mean, his Q rating, has the show ever sounded older? His Q rating has gone way down in 12 months. Way down. But, you know, I'm not as fierce on him as other people. But, like, this is him, and this is Brady, who is also him.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL Podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, Bean's choice if you want. Dipping back into a player they know at a position that they need. Bean will be interesting to listen to eventually on this because I wonder if he sounds contrite about wide receiver. He often does not, but you might get that from him. I just decided when the offseason started, and we started to throw around names, that DJ Moore was someone I wanted no part of. Because I've been hearing for almost his entire career excuses for why he isn't more. And it's, well, he doesn't have a good quarterback. And then, you know, he gets a good quarterback. But then, you know, he quits on a route to end the season. Or walks off the field during a play. Like, it's not the richest free agent year ever. But I wanted somebody else. Like, I have to be honest. I've said it. Like, we didn't spend a lot of time on DJ Moore. You don't spend a lot of time on guys that are under contract. But I was ready for Mike Evans. I don't know. I don't have every idea ranked, but I didn't want this. And then you get the added fun, exciting combo of what it costs to trade for him and then the money, all of which I hate. I mean, I can't believe the Bears did this well for a player everybody knew they didn't want. There it is. 10 words. I can't believe they did as well for a player everybody knew they didn't want. I think it was possible they were going to cut DJ Moore. And I'm giving up pick 60? I really, all due respect, don't care about the history of pick 60. I know what the value of a late second round pick is. And 60 versus 55 or 65 doesn't matter much to me. I have a second round pick I'm giving up for this guy. Yes, I get a fifth. I went to the trusty draft value chart, and there are numerous of these charts, but the one that I use, 300 points. I know it's math. 300 points for a second for pick 60, 26.2 for a fifth. It's a nice number if you run a marathon, but well, we have just about, give or take, 6 months to talk about DJ Moore, and you're going to hear it all. You're going to hear about how finally the Bills did the thing, which was overdue, and, you know, it's not wrong. I think that's mostly going to come from the fan base, which is fine. The fan voice is why we're here. Like, it matters, but it's not always, you know, to be put it mildly, it's not always objective. And then you're going to hear from everybody else, which is everything I saw today online was like, what? And that's really how I tend to be about Bills and Sabres stuff, is more on that side of it, which is not to say we have to fight. People are saying like, oh, well, they got better today. Guess what? Every time you've traded a draft pick for a player, you got better that day. But we know better than that, right? I also got, if they win a Super Bowl, we'll love it. Wow, really? Tell me that again. I didn't think about that yet. If they, every trade in the history of sports looks good if you won a Super Bowl or a title. That's needless. You know, that's useless. They have spent so much money at wide receiver, a position group everybody kind of thinks they're bad at, to rank second in the league in cap at receiver. After today, DJ Moore hasn't played a down yet for them, so we'll see what happens. It's exciting. It's interesting to talk about. They didn't sit still. He's a known player. He's really talented. I'm just sort of bracing for, I'm not going to lose sleep over this. It's a year is going to go by first, but I'm sort of, I guess, expecting there to be stuff with him. And maybe that's not fair, but that's my whatever level perception of DJ Moore through his career is. You know, eventually, I don't want to hear any more excuses. I don't want to hear about how your quarterback wasn't that good. They gave him the best quarterback prospect in years, and, you know, it was mixed. And it's not to say that Caleb Williams was perfect, but it was, at best, mixed. And I want a guy that the Bills would invest in like this to be better than that. I want it to be somebody that is just like, you don't have to have those conversations. You don't have to have those questions about his work rate or whatever it is, you know? He's not big. I'm not going to hold that against him, except for how Mike Evans is. And that the Bills really don't have big at wide receiver. I mean, not in spades. So there it is. It's tons of money, and at some point that does matter. I'm sure there will be a lot of "it doesn't" coming my way in the next few hours or months. Like, it actually doesn't matter, the salary cap and all of that. I mean, I think it should. To anybody who's serious about this, I think it should. But I also, I will concede there are, you know, compromises you can make or should make even sometimes. And the Bills, of course, have been so close. Will DJ Moore be the difference? I mean, that's the bet. I would have liked a second round pick. I got excited this morning before any of this, listening to Jeremy and Joe talk about the Rams. And a light bulb went on in my head. Like, this is exactly what the Bills should do, is how the Rams not necessarily trade their number one pick, the Bills, for some all-pro, but load up on the back half of the draft. You know, they haven't done a lot of that. And the Rams have been lucky to do so well with their picks on day three, but they've also had a lot of them. And I got jealous. I'm hearing about that. I think of the Rams, I think of a team that sells their draft picks, but they only sold some of their early ones. And the whole point, the right point on the draft is what you don't know. And so give me dart throws toward the end. Could even be round four, which is not even that late, but it's still Saturday. It's still day three. Give me more of that. And on a team like the Bills are right now, with a lot of, you know, questions, if not issues or problems. I mean, their roster isn't terrible, but they have a lot of issues, you know, or questions about like who's going to do what and how many players are going to end up replacing. To me, the right strategy would be to move down, which I always say, admittedly, because I think it's right, and get to a point where you have 12 draft picks in this draft, say. I mean, I'm not going to go crazy with a number like 20, because that's ridiculous, even if it was fun to do that at firstpick.com 10 years ago. But, you know, give me some real quantity. And don't you think, don't you agree? Wouldn't you like to think that, because most fans, I think that some teams are better at this than others. I mean, it has to be true on a certain level, but the margins are probably pretty slight. But I think most fans think, you know, how many... You know people, maybe it's even you. You know people in your life who think Brandon Bean is bad at drafting. I don't think he's bad at drafting. I think there's a lot of luck in it, and it's a team effort. And, you know, maybe some miscalculations have happened, but I don't think most teams are really bad at it. And I don't think, likewise, most teams are that much better than the field at it. I think there's a lot, it's small samples, it's more just kind of random. Not all random, but a lot of it is. Wouldn't you like to think that your Bills, our Bills, if you will, can beat, not beat the game, but come in above average in figuring out what to do with their draft? Wouldn't you like to think that? I don't think most fans think that. And as long as they not move into Saturday or even Friday and sort of bulk up, then, well, it's going to be tougher for them to change that history or narrative. They did add a fifth today. I got a tweet about, like, the draft value of the different rounds and everything. I mentioned this already. A second or even a third is, by numbers, exponentially more valuable than a fifth. But to clarify, what I like about what the Rams' point is having a lot of those picks and... I don't know. I think the Bills are kind of, in general, a team that could do well to bring in the word I think we would use in media is infusion of young talent. So, I don't know. I don't love the player, but he's talented. I hate the cost. I cannot believe that the Bears were able to get as much as a second for DJ Moore, no matter what the fifth is worth. I can't believe that happened. But you know, it's almost spring. I mean, we want to be in a good mood, and it's a good player they didn't have at a position of need. So, right? What else can I say? 803-0550 for your calls. Oh, One more thing I must say, Bulldog is not here. Can you imagine if he was just sitting here this whole time and I'm like talking? We should try that. At what point would he just like, hi. I mean, we're on camera now, so you would see him. That's funny. Maybe G did a thing where you like he's superimposed, like he's actually sitting here. He's not. We're trading sick days, it seems, lately. But yeah, so he's not here. I need to say that. How do you feel? We will talk about Colton Parayko flipping off the Sabres. Yep, that is the news from today. He's not Cowboy Dan's not coming. And so plan B, I guess. Travis Yost will join me at 4:30. He'll want to talk Bills too. I wish we had the whole day with Travis, but that's, you know, asking a lot. Sal Capaccio as well, then pregame Sabres Penguins at 6. Let's hear from you. Here's Steve with us. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Okay.
I wanted to make a few points about DJ Moore. I think he's a fine player, but in my perspective, every other GM in the NFL should be calling Bean right now to ask him out to dinner because he just got hosed. Good player, but when you look at it, in my mind, all the money that they could have or that they have to free up to spend on this player could have been put towards trying to re-sign Connor McGovern and David Edwards and keeping a second-round pick. I can't see the value there.
Okay, thanks, Steve. This is where I have to be careful. I think where everybody should be careful. Because for everything I've said already, I'm not a huge fan here of this move, this player and trade. But I can't pretend that I didn't care a lot about adding a receiver and then or thus tell you that I wish they would have spent it on linemen. Like that I can't say that. I won't. I couldn't say that. Because I think wide receiver was important. And this accomplishes that. I mean, is everybody eats dead? Is it no longer everybody eats? Like, are we never going to hear that again? I wouldn't mind if we never heard that again. Because everybody mostly snacked and nibbled. But that's tougher when you're making this kind of a purchase. It shouldn't be everybody eats, right? How do you do this? And then advertise how we're going to, you know, spread the ball so everybody is involved, and that's what's going to make us different and good. That's got to be put to bed. Yeah, I wouldn't have preferred the Bills make their number one priority lineman. I just can't believe they had to pay this price for this player. Simply, that's it. I'm going to be excited to have this player. And I think it should make them more dangerous. I mean, that's obviously what they're going for. I just cannot believe what it cost. And that's kind of the thing with the Bills, isn't it? Isn't that sort of usually the criticism is, wow, what? I mean, I was tweeting this morning about, I guess I don't follow a lot of fans or any fans I don't know, but nobody on my feed was impressed. Like, just... It's analysts, it's fantasy. I mean, for fantasy, it's a different kind of, it's a different context, but nobody was, people were like, the Barnwells of the world were in disbelief that this actually needed to be what you paid for DJ Moore. I relate to that. That's to me, the leading voice, right? I mean, there's going to be a range of opinions on the player, but pretty much everybody will tell you he's talented, and I'm not going to say he's not. It's just what it cost. And I think, I don't know what you do with this in terms of if you're having a conversation with somebody, but if somebody's going to tell you it doesn't matter what it costs, what do you do? What do you say next? Okay, well, what I tend to think is I can't talk to you about this. I think it does matter. And if you think it doesn't, how am I going to convince you that it does? If you're just going to tell me that the cap is meaningless and that who needs draft picks? Well, you know, save that for somebody, for the next guy. I can't have a conversation with somebody who's going to tell me that. I think it does matter. I think it absolutely should matter to the Bills. They would never tell you that it doesn't matter to them. But it still happened. Bean had that quote recently where he said that a flaw in his game, not an exact quote, a flaw in his game is sometimes people need to tell me no. That person called in sick. That whoever that person is that he's thinking of when he says that people, you know, sometimes need to rein him in was not around today. Because just, buddy, I mean, just be patient and see what happens to DJ Moore. Who was bidding against you for DJ Moore? I wonder. He would have an answer to that, I would hope. The Bears would. I don't know. I don't know who it is. The Bills are not the only team that needed a receiver, but I don't know. Yikes. A second? The draft is 6 weeks away. A friend of mine tweeted at me, how come this second wasn't so available to the league back in October? Good point. Great point. Here's Zach next. Hi, Zach.
Hey, so I would like to start off by asking, do you know who led the Chicago Bears in receiving last year?
I don't.
Colston Loveland with only 700 and change. So they clearly had the everybody eats bug too, which I'm yeah. I
think oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second. That's not a conclusion I would draw. Like he's a first round pick. So and it was close.
So was DJ Moore, right?
DJ Moore was picked 8 years ago.
Okay. Let me say this though. Okay, so Stephon Diggs and DJ Moore. I just divided the numbers up. Their career numbers are eerily similar. Stephon averages a little more catches. DJ Moore a little bit more touchdowns.
Okay. Well, his career is closer to over. So, I mean, that's the point about the second round pick is you're trading for somebody who's near the end of his career. When the Bills traded for Diggs, they were more a player in his prime.
He's 29 years old. He's 29 years old. He's not near the end of his career. He's not Mike Evans coming off an injury. You know?
Well, I preferred Mike Evans because I think he's a lot better. That's really it. And, yes, he's older, but, you know, the Bears – there it is, like Colston Loveland. It was really close. He came on. That was not trending to happen until later on in the season, and he had big weeks, as I think of it. I mean, I guess I should have to have looked this up too, but it was really close between four guys. It was not DJ Moore. It was his worst season by statistics, and I'm not sitting here telling you from any position of authority that he was in decline. I don't know that, and I'm not really seeing that today. Just know that it's a tougher bet when you're trading for a player who's not even yet 29, but he will be before the season starts, I guess April. So, yeah, okay, well, here we go. We settle in for 6 months of whether this was a good move. And then the game start. Then we'll really know. 803-0550 for your calls. Thank you, Zach. We have Travis Yost, Sal Capaccio, like I mentioned, Sabres pregame at 6 o'clock. What's your take? Bulldog is not well. Hopefully tomorrow. Trade deadline day tomorrow. Come on. We gotta take our medicine here, both of us. I missed 2 days ago, so I'm not being critical. We're all going through it. Lines are open for you. Thanks for listening. There's a lot to talk about, and we'll continue doing so after this break. This is Mike Shope on WGR.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.